Welcome to day number 92. We are up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, and these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. As always, we like to post them on Erev Shabbos so that they're sitting and ready to go in your inbox for right after Shabbos. So we're continuing on the topic of what is and isn't considered kilayim together. So if you have two different fruits that are considered, or two different types of grain, whatever it is, that are considered the same produce, the same family, the same species, then you would be allowed to plant them together. The Isser, the prohibition of kilayim, would not apply. If they are two different species, then you would not be allowed to plant them together. The Isser, the prohibition of kilayim, would apply. So on that theme, we've been discussing things that have been planted in the ground so far. Now we're going to discuss trees. And when it comes to trees, the important distinction is that seeds of different types of fruit are allowed to be planted together. Different trees, seeds for trees are allowed to be planted, but you're not allowed to graft different types of produce together. So with that in mind, says our Mishnah, Uva Ilan, regarding trees, Ha'agasim va'krustamelin, when it comes to pears and krustamelin, another type of pear, I have no idea. Vaprishim, vahazradin, and quinces, and sorb apples, einam kilayim zebazeh. They would not be considered a kilayim with one another. Again, each one of those pears is considered of the same family. You would be allowed to graft them in this case. You're allowed to graft the branches together, and there would be no prohibition of kilayim. And now the Mishnah is going to give things that might look like or appear to be of the same family, but they are not of the same family halachically, and therefore you would not be allowed to graft them together. So continues the Mishnah. Hatapuach, the chazrad, an apple, and a chazrad, which is a different type of apple, the haparskim, the hashkedim, and peaches, and almonds. Apparently, peaches would, when they were first starting to bud, when the fruit would first start to bud, it looks like almonds. So perhaps you'd think they're very similar. Vashizafin, vaharimin, jujubes, and a different type of jujube. Alpha pisha domim zelazeh, even though they are similar to one another, perhaps they look similar, perhaps they're similar in other ways, still, kilaim zebazeh, they are considered two different families, two different species. Therefore, you would not be allowed to graft those together, each one of those pairs. That is Mishnah Dalet. We continue with Mishnah Hey. And once we discussed in that the end of the last Mishnah, things that might seem to be of the same family, that might appear to be of the same species, but they really are different, and therefore you are not allowed to graft them together. Now the Mishnah is going to go back to things that you plant, not trees anymore, and say a similar category of things when it comes to grains and things that grow from the ground. So says the Mishnah, Hatznon v'hanafutz, radish and nafutz, again, fruits that or produce that seem to look very similar, or even maybe the leaves, the fruits themselves, they look similar, but they taste apparently very different. V'chardal v'halafsan, mustard, and a different type of mustard, charlak mustard, whatever that is. Udlas yivanis ima mitzvah v'harimutza, or a Greek gourd with either the Egyptian gourd that we had learned earlier, or that ember gourd that we had seen before. In either of those cases, afal pi shedomen zelazeh, even though they are similar to one another, and again, you'd think that, hey, they're the same species or the same family, I'd be allowed to plant these things together. Says the Mishnah, no, kilayim zebazeh. Still, they are different, they're of a different species, different families, and each one of those pairs, or in the last case, the three, would not be allowed to be planted together. That is Mishnah Hey. We'll continue with Mishnah Vav tomorrow.